I think you're going to enjoy who you're about to hear based on the sound check and other things we've heard. I want to thank them also for coming in a little bit on short notice due to a schedule change that another musician had. We're happy they're here in their own right. We'll talk a little bit about their music, where you can hear them and more. Let's welcome for their first song, Ryan Hoffman and the Pioneers.
And I sat by the old oak tree. I held a silence I could never keep. And I said, meet me in the caverns where the bats and lanterns hang. If they paint rings around our necks, at least those kids, they've all got clever names. Look into the branches for their symmetry. Lifts me up from self-inflicted atrophy, where he's been at your feet. It doesn't need to be such a hopeless thing. You lost me in the golden age of everything, the golden age of everything, it seems incomplete. Take a picture from the mountains, and I swear I thought I saw the real thing. Where the headlamps light the way. If they paint rings around our necks, at least we know we've both had clever names. Look into the lighthouse for that shimmering. Lifts me up from self-inflicted anything. And all the tides you bring, now you finally see. Yeah, you finally see. You lost me in the golden age of everything, the golden age of everything, it seems incomplete. You take a picture from the mountains, and I swear I thought I saw the real. Of everything, it seems incomplete. You take a picture from the mountains, and I swear I thought I saw. I swear I thought I saw the real thing.
That's Ryan Hoffman and the Pioneers. Before we go any further, who are those people? You have a very young fan.
Yes, that is my brother and his fiance and their baby.
And what's, do you know the baby's name?
Valentina.
Oh, good. See how I gave you that out? I just said, did you know the baby's name?
Well, and I should also clarify the fiance's name is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
She has an identity beyond the fiance.
Yes, Valentina looks very young and seems to be enjoying the music. I don't think any of you have been here before. Am I right? Because Ryan, you looked really familiar to me, and I'm thinking, now have I met you? But I don't think so. Or we have
non-music related. We met.
Oh.
Through the Hear Me project at CMU.
Oh, I remember now. It's all coming back. That was bugging me. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, it's been
Are
a
you
while.
Still working at Carnegie Mellon?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What are you doing these days?
I'm doing outreach and project management at the Create Lab.
Oh, excellent. That, okay. That's all. You're the new Clara, but that's a whole other story.
Actually, that is true.
Yeah. Clara Phillips. Who's a great person. This isn't why you're here, but that was bugging me. I'm thinking, I know Ryan. Why do I know Ryan? That's why. Let's meet the rest of the group while we're here. And Amy, tell me a little bit about you.
I have been in music, singing for most of my life. And Ryan kind of took me on at the end of last year, and we started singing together. And yeah, and we've been writing songs together for a bit now, so.
Yeah, you sound, and she's playing the sax I mentioned before and was also with vocals in the last song. It sounded great. And then we have Brad, who's here. Tell us a bit about you.
Yeah, so I've been playing music since childhood, too, like Amy. Ryan and I went to the same high school, ran in parallel crowds, never quite played in the same band, but circled back. A good 15 years later.
Wow.
And we've been playing as the three of us since about March, April?
Yeah.
Was that a high school here in Pittsburgh?
Or? Yeah, so it was Bethel Park High School. And like Brad was saying, he and I both played, but in different groups. And then, we hadn't talked in probably 10 years. And I was playing out with Amy. And then Brad came to a show. It turns out Brad and I had the same voice teacher. And so we reconnected. And, yeah.
Yeah, Bethel Park's a pretty big high school, too, so it's easy to get lost. I'm amazed. My high school just had Churchill Area High School just had a all-classes reunion, and there were about 1,200 people at any given time in our high school, so you couldn't possibly know everybody if you tried. And so you end up meeting people with common interests, even, that you did not know. Wow, I didn't know you were interested in that, because you just can't mix quite that well when you're in high school. What was the name of the song you opened with?
So that song was called Oak Tree.
And what would you like to do next?
I think we're going to do one off an EP that we have out. It's actually the first song on the EP. It's called Desert. It's got kind of a westerny vibe to it.
Excellent. Once again, Ryan Hoffman. We'll talk about how you can get the EP and how you can hear them live, if they have any shows coming up after the next song. Here they are, Ryan Hoffman and the Pioneers.
You walk away like it was. You walk away like it was chasing you. I saw fire in the middle of the night. And it's coming to an end, you say. Don't know where you've been, you say. I've seen it all. And I saw fire in the middle of the night. I was a cold wind blowing over the days. It's not enough that I would change away from where I came. Backwards, and now I'm walking through the fog. That mirror won't tell me nothing. That mirror won't tell me what I want. And I saw fire in the middle of the night. It's coming to an end, you say. It's coming to an end. You can find your own way out. And I was a cold wind blowing over the days. It's not enough that I would change.
Ryan Huffman and the Pines, there's clapping out there. Your audience is growing. Are those more fans?
Oh, maybe so. Wonderful. Thank you.
Yes. Hello. that song really showcases Ryan and Brad's guitar playing. They're playing together like two brothers. Do you get together to practice a lot or just hang out and play?
Well, thank you. So, yeah, once we started doing this as like a – it's like a project, like a real band. We, you know, get together about twice a week for 3 to 4 hours at a time and just kind of sit in a room and we all play together and we work out parts and then we go back and change them the next time we play. But
yeah, it's a nice flexible atmosphere. Sometimes we'll start writing immediately when we sit down, and sometimes we have to play through 3 or 4 old ones before we start get the juices flowing.
Well, you both are playing some pretty intricate parts. A lot of times you'll have one guitar player that's doing a lot of the heavy lifting and the other one is sort of not merely strumming but being the rhythm section. But you guys are both doing some inventive things as you play. It RyanHoffmanRecords.com, is that the best way to get it, your music, or what is the best way?
So yeah, that's one of them. That goes to RyanHoffman.bandcamp.com. And I see you got that page pulled up. We're also on Spotify under Ryan Huffman, iTunes, Apple Music, all those sorts of things. We do have a homemade video on YouTube, and we're hoping to get some more videos and more media out there soon.
Excellent. Are you playing out anywhere soon?
So we have been. If we look a little tired, it's because we played last night at 11:30 at Hambones, and then yeah, so got back around 1, did all
well,
that.
Well, now that you mention it, no, you seem just fine, but we appreciate you being here.
Absolutely, thanks for having us.
It's not just staying up late, it's the energy you put out when you're out there playing. Anywhere soon where people can hear you?
So on the docket for live stuff, we don't have a lot coming up. We're constantly picking stuff up, but in the meantime, we're going to be focusing on gearing up to do an EP with the three of us.
Fantastic. That'll be and it is, I don't think you have any recordings now that feature all three of you available yet.
No. So the one on the Pines, the current EP, that was one where I wrote those songs over the course of a year and kind of went to the studio every couple months and we did what I had. And then a producer named Jay Vega and violinist Kara Garofalo, we kind of formed it. And then Eric Pitluga played drums. And it was kind of just like we had these acoustic songs and we really brought them to life in the studio and just added stuff. Whereas this, it's great writing with these two because you don't have to go through that whole thing. You can make it fun and interesting on the spot. And it's a lot more fun to play than it is.
That's great. So you, all three of you, will be going in to get an EP together soon. And then you'll probably be out to support it, playing out to support it, which is great. Who did the artwork on the available EP now? It's really nice.
So that was my friend Lauren Zito. She also works at the Create Lab.
Yeah, it's a really beautifully done piece of work.
Oh yeah, those are all hand-drawn trees, which I was really impressed by. So it's hand-drawn and taking a picture with the cell phone and kind of importing it and doing all that.
If you're just joining us, Ryan Hoffman and the Pioneers are here. They've got another three songs that they're going to be doing. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for doing that. What do you guys want to do next?
So we're going to do one. We can do one called Valley. This was the first song we had written after the EP, and it's one of the first ones we played as a group. And Amy does the majority of the singing, and we put it together, and we love the way it sounded. So
I was hoping we'd get to hear more Amy. Amy's got a great voice.
Thank you.
Sorry about this tuning. I'll be done in a second.
Tuning's encouraged. Okay, it's good. Okay. It's always a good thing.
It's true. No harm comes from being in tune.
No.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Amy?
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Down in the valley. Will I be forgotten? Up on that ridge I was waiting in every direction. A bluebird above me, she wonders, will I make it home? Well, I don't know. Brought you this far, cold of the night won't heal you no more. You don't see the dark like you did before, and I know you tried so hard. Same.
That is a beautiful song. Amy, you sounded great.
Thank you.
On that, Ryan Hoffman and the Pioneers. And so you guys grew up in Bethel Park. Amy, where are you from?
I'm originally from outside of Harrisburg.
And what brought you here to Pittsburgh?
School. I went to Pitt and then just kind of stayed.
That happens to the best of them, mm-hmm. I guess. What did you study when you were there?
I went for art and theater. And then I kind of been focusing more on music recently.
Yeah. Have you must have had vocal training when at Pitt or?
No. I mean, I've been in choir since like fourth grade.
Okay.
So had some, you know, just practice in doing that type of work.
Yeah. You have such a clear voice and it's really fun to listen to the two of you sing together too.
Thank you.
As well. And actually, forgive me, I didn't notice whether Brad was singing on that song. Were you there? I didn't think you were.
Not on that one. I like to, you know, Ryan and I sing in the same timbre. I just like to give him a little boost on some of the latter choruses. But that one is by far the two of them.
Yeah, I thought you laid back on that one. Yeah. And I was going by my ears, but I didn't look up to see. Ryan Hoffman and the Pioneers, you can get their EP at their Bandcamp site. It's available there, Spotify as well. It's a pay what you will kind of thing, but it has to be at least can't say prices on the air, at least the George Washington bill, plus anything else you want to say above that.
And I forgot that Brad actually got us the domain. So we do have RyanHoffmanandthePioneers.com.
Oh,
and
there
that'll
you
take
go.
You right to the Bandcamp site.
Beautiful. So you can do that. And, you know, Ryan Hoffman and ThePioneers.com. It's a lot of typing, but you can do it.
We really went back and forth on names for a long time.
No.
And then we were like, wait, we just have to settle on something.
It's good to have a name.
Yes, absolutely.
And to stick with it. And it's not too much typing at all. and we also will make sure we link to it. What would you like to do next?
So we have a song called Washington. This is one of the first ones where we really wrote it completely as a band rather than, mm-hmm. you know, somebody having an idea and coming in and the other people kind of building around it. This one was more, Brad started with his guitar part and then we started messing around with some vocal harmonies and then Amy came in and made it sound like Amy makes it sound.
Oh, that's great. And nice. Where did the lyrics come from?
These lyrics, the first line was the chorus that we actually wrote. It was this little part, like up in my head, it's this genius idea. You were young, don't tell anyone. And that kind of started the whole thing. That was, it was kind of about, you know, when you have this thing that you want to share or you have this thing that you think you want to share and it's in your head, you got this like concrete thing that's going to, you know, everyone's going to love it. But then it's, you know, throughout the song, it's about more that perception of that changing.
And this was your concept mostly or?
Technically, I guess, but I would have never came up with the concept had Brad and I not been writing. So we kind of both threw it back and forth.
Yeah, what's fun about writing with these guys is somebody will throw out a lyric, they have their own story in their head, and the other two people have a story that they've made up for it. And so it becomes this thread of three narratives always. And everything we write seems to change genre at least once or twice before we actually finish.
And that's really not to talk too much about the art and you people should really interpret it for what it will. But that's what I was curious about is you were talking about the collaboration musically in terms of melodies, harmony, and actually coming it together. But it sounds like the lyrics to this song came very much for a collaboration as well. The ideas and the lyrics behind it. So
absolutely. That's kind of what's exciting about some of these new ones because I'm singing things and hearing things that I wouldn't have thought of or, you know, certainly wouldn't have written on my own. And that's a big contrast from the EP where that was like, you know, me in a bedroom at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, you know, trying to really work out these words.
Well, let's take a listen. The song is Washington and it's Ryan Hoffman and the Pioneers. Thank you.
my head, it's this
genius idea.
And up in my head, it's this
genius idea.
Come back to haunt me, I
don't tell anyone.
Come back to haunt me, I. It's all complex, so complicated. Said from the top that I should have made it myself. That title goes to someone else. Back to the shores, you row in the darkness, row. Darkness, row in the darkness again. That's not how I thought this would end. Ooh, up in my head, it's this genius idea. You were young. Don't tell anyone, come back to haunt me. I can't wait to see what you've done. Call it a cover up. To go back to the shoreline. There's a red house on stilts where we first carved out our name. A crowded subway car told me to focus on one. Keep it simple, but simple something I won't find. Not this time. Tell everyone, come back to haunt me. I can't wait to see what you've done. Up in my head, it's this
genius idea.
And up in my head, it's this
genius idea.
Come back to haunt me, I
go tell everyone.
Come back to haunt me, I.
Ryan Hoffman, along with the Pioneers, beautiful song. Are you when you're playing out? Are you introducing other instruments or additional people with you?
So yeah, a lot of our shows we do incorporate violinist Kara Garofalo, who played on the EP. We've played some shows with drummers and different strings. We played a show with the cello player. We want to. I think we have this core group, and we want to mix it up as much as possible live now and incorporate as many people as we can.
So room for pioneering pioneers, additional pioneers. There's a young one right out there who could be your next. That's Valentina, is it? The next pioneer
Give her, yeah, a couple of years. And
give her, she probably has a rattle, but yeah. She may. I'm sure she can make some noise. Is that your first niece?
Mm-hmm.
My
brother's first daughter.
Ah.
And Anna's first daughter.
Big life change. You can call us at 6 in the morning anytime when you're looking for company. Thank you for being here, especially after a late night last night and after, you know, scheduling changes occurred. We really appreciate your being here very much. So now we know it's Ryan Hoffman and thepioneers.com. It's available.
Yes.
I think if you do Ryan Hoffman Pittsburgh in a search engine, he'll probably turn up. Thank you so much for being here. And you've got one more, I think.
Yeah, we can do
that. We'd love to have you do one more if you've got it in you, along with our thanks.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Thanks, people are listening to us. Really appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. You had a lot of nice comments coming in from people enjoying hearing you today.
Oh, that's really nice. We really appreciate that.
Thanks, everybody.
Well, do you guys want to do something fast or slow?
Let's take it out on a fun note.
All right.
There you go.
Tightrope or Fulcrum? Fulcrum. Yeah?
Cool. I like this. It's like a syllogism. It gets you fast or slow, and then tightrope or fulcrum. That could be rock, scissors, paper. Like, tightrope, fulcrum, and inclined plane. We'll figure out which one beats the other one.
After the show, yeah, we'll have to discuss the rules.
We'll work on that. Which one did you pick?
We picked fulcrum.
Fulcrum, okay.
Real quick about this one. It was Amy's idea initially, which I'll let her talk about.
Yeah, I have a piece that's in my apartment that I made. It's like a sculptural painting, but it's of a cuckoo clock. And the people who usually like walk around the cuckoo decided to rebel, and they eat the cuckoo bird. So Ryan came over to practice one time, and Brad, and he liked the piece. And so this kind of inspired that song.
How nice.
Well, yeah, that's lovely.
The poor cuckoo.
But yeah, this one's called the Fulcrum Chalet, which is the clock. Cuckoo clock. Ready?
Sitting on a park bench next to blue dust in the wind. All of a sudden all your senses never gonna give a little piece of heaven. But you never saw a reason to complain. There's a nurse outside the doorway drawing chalk outlines. I didn't catch her name. And now I'm staring at the clock. You're dreaming numbers while you sleep. The pendulum you trusted has gone and skipped a beat. The measurements of time been beating on this drum for far too long. Now we just need an excuse to pull the feathers from the wings and sing along. And now I stumble down the staircase, left the roses on the plane. Postcards in the lawn, but no, they never talk. They never say your name, it's not a sentence
I never wanna say.
But there's a coroner with great ideas. He's coming around the curve, and he's got everything you need to start a new life if you ever get the urge. Now I'm staring at the clock, you're dreaming numbers while you sleep. The pendulum you trusted has gone and skipped a beat. The measurements of time been beating on this drum for far too long. Now we just need an excuse to pull the feathers from the wings and sing along. And in the chalet with the snowfall, there's a bird inside her cage. She said the song pushes the fulcrum. She sings a song and we'll be saved.
but I've had enough of numbers, and maybe now it's time to eat. Toss a bird into the fire and rip the feathers from the wings. Welcome to the Fulcrum Chalet. We all dine at the Fulcrum Chalet. Welcome to the Fulcrum Chalet. Stop time at the Fulcrum Chalet.
No real birds were harmed during the singing of that song.
That is accurate.
Ryan Hoffman and the Pioneers, thanks for being here.